It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Time for Hell to the No.
Hell no, no.
Has anybody else started resorting to cleaning things that you would never think about cleaning because you're stuck in your house?
Yes. And I've also resorted to doing every Instagram challenge I swore I'd never do. As I just did 10 push-ups in the studio for the Instagram, whatever the hell this day challenge is.
What is it? C10, do 10?
Riggs, I don't know. I'm in.
I challenge you.
You send me a challenge, I'm in because I got nothing else to do.
The same thing. I don't do challenges either, but then I get tagged. I'm like, all right, what else am I going to do? What else? What else? Speaking of cleaning, I was cleaning out. There's a refrigerator. Cleaning out the back of it. You ever go into the back of the refrigerator, the very back part?
It's a dark, dirty place.
There is an entire package of turkey that had slid back behind the drawer. I don't know how. There were only like 2 slices left. So it was very thin and slid back behind this little, and it just found, I don't know how long it's been there, but that wasn't turkey when I was done opening the package. It was disgusting. It was a hell to the no. There's a beer fridge that we had. I don't even know why there was lunch meat in our beer fridge.
Why is there lunch meat in the beer fridge?
Why was there lunch meat in the beer fridge to begin with?
That's another hell to the no.
Put it there. Yes. It's for beer only. Lunch meat in there.
I told you I finally took my Christmas lights down.
Oh.
When people finally started leaving them up.
Put them up for hope, Allie.
For hope.
They want to look beautiful
this
morning.
You know what I hope I can go to Target in a few days, and I can't, okay? Here's what I hope.
Allie, we got a text at 71037 that I think you could definitely relate to.
Oh, no, what?
2 kids at home getting homeschooled, and only one, the school only issued 1 iPad for the kids.
Oh! Okay, so I thought about this. My kids, so Owen came home with one, second grade, which I was super grateful. I couldn't believe they sent him home with one. I was wow, he has an iPad.
That's awesome.
This is helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Hudson can use Owen's iPad to get into the school programs, like Seesaw, all these things parents use. But I thought, what if I didn't have a computer or an iPad? Or
what would
my kid do?
Uh-huh. I don't know what your kid would do. I have no idea.
For digital learning, like thinking of really people that struggle who don't have money to, like, you know.
I would love to know.
Not everybody has an iPad or a computer at home.
I would love to know what the school's plan is for people like that, because I'm sure that not everybody has access to that at home.
Well,
a lot of people,
you know, I'm in a richer suburb. We're good.
Right. But I'm saying there are a lot of people that don't. People that rely on the school for meals. I can't imagine. If you're relying on a school for meals.
So many.
Can you imagine?
No. So many.
Gibbons, did you have a hell to the no with your mother over the weekend?
Because I know
you live with your mom.
She lives with me, Riggs, and you know it.
Sorry.
This woman, God bless her, I love her to death, has been leaving used tissues all over the place and reusing tissues. And I'm like, bro, use it once, throw it away.
But Ryan, I've got my tissue bag here, and she's carrying around a bag of used tissues. I'm like, throw that ish in the big ass trash can, use it, and dump it.
Get her a handkerchief. She sounds old-fashioned.
Oh, Riggs, she grabbed
handkerchief.
She grabbed one. She grabbed one and started to use it. When she blew her nose in that, I nearly vomited. And I was like, just use tissues and throw them. Ow!
That sucks, living with your mom when she's doing that kind of stuff.
She lives with me, Riggs.
I misspoke.
He lives with his mom.
I'm being sarcastic.
I hate you both.
When I go to their house, they both live there.
Yeah, true.
He lives with his mom.
True.
We live together, okay? But she lives with me.
It's all the same.
I'm just trying to.
You got a hell to the no? Something, maybe it's something that's coming up this week that you're not looking forward to is a hell to the no. 71037, or you can call us 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.